This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Inshallah. Heavy rain tonight. Alhamdulillah. Yalla, alhamdulillah. We thank Allah Azza wa Jalla for everything that comes from Him. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidina wa Habibina Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد All praise due to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala And peace be upon Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam I testify that there is no God except Allah And I testify that Muhammad is the prophet and the messenger of Allah And I testify that all the prophets and messengers That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in the Qur'an al-Kareem And those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not mention and sent Of the prophets and the messengers of Allah, including the prophet and the messenger that we'll be talking about tonight, Prophet Hud. Prophet Hud. Last week, we finished the story of Nuh alayhi salam. And Nuh alayhi salam is a great prophet from the greatest of prophets. And he is from the Ulil Azmi min al-Rusul. Ulil Azmi min al-Rusul, the most determined and committed. Prophets and messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. And there were five, as the scholars had made mention. Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Ibrahim, Musa, Nuh, and Isa alayhim as-salam. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Adam alayhi salam as the first prophet and messenger. And the first mankind. And after Adam alayhi salam, it was his direct and immediate son, Sheth alayhi salam. And then after Sheth was Idris alayhi salam. And then after Idris there was a gap. Followed by Nuh alayhi salam. And we spoke about the story of Nuh. And we mentioned how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted the dua of Nuh. When Nuh made dua against his own people. After Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had informed him that no one from his people will become believers except those who are currently believers. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered Nuh alayhi salam to construct and build an ark in which only those that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to save from human beings, animals, and the other creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to be saved in the ark, and then every single human being was destroyed. And we mentioned what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had mentioned in the Qur'an al-Kareem, وَجَعَلْنَا ذُرِيَّتْهُمُ الْبَاقِينَ We made the descent, or made the offsprings of Nuh alayhi salam to be the ones who will continue after Nuh alayhi salam. So after Nuh alayhi salam, it is only the offspring of Nuh that continued. Anyone else beside Nuh alayhi salam did not have any offspring that continued after him. And that's why they call Nuh alayhi salam the second Adam, because all mankind and all the children of Adam go back to Nuh, and then from Nuh go back to Adam alayhi salam. So all mankind go back to Nuh alayhi salam. And we mentioned that Nuh alayhi salam had four sons. Three of them followed their father Nuh alayhi salam, and one of them did not believe in Nuh alayhi salam, did not follow their father. His name was Kana'an, that he was killed and he was destroyed in the flood. Hud alayhi salam is from the descent of Nuh. So all people, all mankind that came after Nuh alayhi salam and after the flood, they all go back to and generate back to Nuh alayhi salam. Nuh alayhi salam, as we mentioned, had three sons that was saved with Nuh alayhi salam. One of them, his name is Sam. And that's where the Arabs go back to, Sam. And the prophet that we'll be talking about tonight, his name is Hud. Hud. Hud alayhi salam. His name is Hud, the son of Abdullah, the son of Rabah, the son of Jarud, the son of Ad. Ad. And I'll repeat it again, Ad. And there's a reason why I repeated the word Ad. The son of Us. The son of Iram. And I'll repeat again, Iram. Iram. The son of Sam. The son of Nuh alayhi salam. And Hud alayhi salam is an Arab. From the original Arabs. And Arabs originate back to Sam. And that's why when they say Semitics, we are Semitics as Arabs. And the Jews are also the children of Sam. And here in Australia, we've got a law which is anti-Semitic, anti-Semitism. I wish if they could also apply that rule or that law upon us, because we are also Semitics. Okay, and I'm not saying it's a bad law, it's a good law that's protecting the rights of the Jews, but also Muslims and other religions should also be protecting other races. You know, I know this difference between race and religion and the protection of race and the protection of religion, and that's one of the things that right now people are talking about in the next election, this and that. I understand the whole thing, not in full details of it, but we're just talking about Semitism. Arabs are from Sam, like the Jews. And that's why there's a common saying to say the Jews are our cousins, because we all originate from that. We have different, originally they were all Muslims, but right now they have distorted Islam and what they call it to be Judaism, and that's what we believe in. Anyway, our topic is Hud alayhi salam. Hud alayhi salam is an Arab. And the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam says, there are four prophets who are Arabs. So one day the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wasallam, when he was talking to Abu Dharr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he says to him, oh Abu Dharr, there are four prophets who are Arabs. Hud, Saleh, and he's another prophet that we'll be talking about next week. Shu'aib, the father-in-law of Musa alayhi salam, that we'll talk about later on. And your beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So how many Arab prophets? Four. Hud, and that's the prophet and messenger that we'll be talking about tonight. Saleh, Shu'aib, and Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What about the rest of the prophets and messengers? Most of the prophets and messengers are Bani Israel, from the children of Israel. And Israel is another prophet. His other name is Yaqub alayhi salam. And inshallah, we'll talk about that in details when we get to Yaqub alayhi salam. So Hud is one of the children of Ad. And Ad is one of the children of Iram. And Iram is the immediate and direct son of Sam. And Sam is the immediate son of Nuh alayhi salam. And that's why the tribe of Hud was called the tribe of Ad. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention in the Quran al-Kareem, وَذْكُرْ أَخَى عَادٍ إِذْ أَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us details about Hud alayhi salam. So the tribe of Hud was called Ad. Why? Because one of the great grandparents or great grandfathers of Hud alayhi salam, his name is Ad. And another name that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala referred to the tribe of Hud, أَلَمْ تَرَ كَيْفَ فَعَلَ رَبُّكَ بِعَادِ إِرَمْ ذَاتَ الْعِمَادِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also named the tribe of Hud as Iram. So two names. The most common one was the tribe of Ad, which is the tribe of Hud. And Ad is one of the grandchildren of... Hud is one of the grandchildren of Ad. Ad is one of the grandparents or one of grandfathers of Hud. And Iram is the grandfather of Ad. But the tribe of Hud was known as the tribe of Ad. وَذْكُرْ أَخَى عَادٍ إِذْ أَنذَرَ قَوْمَهُ بِالْأَحْقَافِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even makes mention of the city and the town of the tribe of Ad that Hud alayhi salam lived in. It's called Al-Ahqaf. It's called Al-Ahqaf. There's even a surah named after the city of Al-Ahqaf. And where was Al-Ahqaf? Al-Ahqaf was in Yemen. Yemen. Right now, Yemen is in turmoil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy upon our brothers and sisters in Yemen. They say millions of children are in starvation and on the brink of death. May Allah azza wa jalla make it easy on them. And that's where all Arabs originate from. All Arabs originate from Yemen. And from Yemen, that's where the Arabs start to flock to different cities and different states and different areas and different vicinities and different peninsulas. So all the Arabs originate from Yemen. And that's where, when they had the big dam that was collapsed, the dam of Saba, that we'll talk about it later on, the Arabs start to migrate from Yemen and they start to get and settle in different cities. And one Arab tribe called Jurhum, migrated from Yemen and settled in Mecca, where Ismail alayhi salam and his mother Hajar were living there. And that's a different story that we'll talk about later on, but just to connect the Arabs. And that's where Ismail alayhi salam, he grew up amongst the Arab, original Arab tribe called Jurham, and he learned the Arabic language from them. He learned the Arabic language from them. Which means what? Ismail alayhi salam is not even an original Arab. Most Arabs right now are not original Arabs. They call them Al-Arab Al-Musta'riba, which means Arabized. Original not Arab, then they became an Arab. Original not Arab, but then they became Arabs. The original Arabs, they call them Al-Arab Al-Ariba. Original Arabs, Al-Arab Al-Ariba, are the original Arabs that come from Yemen. But then the rest of the other Arabs, especially those who come from Sham and in the Arabian Peninsula, including the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they are called Arabized. So they are not originally Arabs, but then they became Arabs, like Ismail alayhi salam. Ismail alayhi salam wasn't originally Arab, but then he became Arabized, in which he lived amongst Arabs and learned the Arabic language to the extent that he became a lot more eloquent than them. So Hud alayhi salam is from Yemen, and he's from the original Arabs alayhi salam, and he's from the tribe of Ad, and Ad is one of the grandchildren of Iram, which another name to the tribe of Hud, Ad and Iram. Ad and Hiram. But the most common name that they use for the tribe of Hud alayhi salam as Ad. And they lived in a city called Al-Ahqaf between Yemen and Oman. Not Amman, the capital city of Jordan. Oman. Oman. Next to Yemen. On the western side of the Arabian Peninsula. And Al-Ahqaf was an amazing city that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even makes mention. Alam tara kayfa fa'ala rabbuka bi'ad. Don't you see what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had done to the people of Ad? Iram, that al-imad. So Allah Azza also called them Ad and Iram. That's another name for one of the great grandfathers of the tribe of Ad, that al-imad, with the big pillars. Now with the people of Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, After Nuh alayhi salam, people went back to the monotheism of Islam. People went back to Islam, believing in the oneness of Allah Azza wa Jalla, worshiping one God. Then over the course of time, people start to go back to the worship of idols. So by the time of Hud alayhi salam, in the tribe of Ad were worshiping idols. And the tribe of Ad, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions amazing things about them, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the people of Ad. And not only the strength that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the people of Ad, what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave them from the abilities of their construction and their building, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran al-Kareem, وَاذْكُرُوا إِذْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِنْ بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ. And remember what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you succeed after Nuh. So the tribe of Ad was from the main tribes that came after Nuh alayhi salam. And they are the children of Nuh. They are the children of Sam, who is the median son of Nuh alayhi salam. وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even says how Allah azza wa jal strengthened you physically. Allah gave you physical strength. The people of Ad were so strong. Very strong. And some narrations even mention their height was the height of Adam alayhi salam. And they were so strong that one of them can grab a palm tree and just pull it out with his hand. Now you need a bulldozer to take it down. That's how strong they were. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about their physical strength. They were very strong. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ. They used to construct palaces out of the mountains. They used to construct palaces out of the mountains. Beautiful, massive palaces out of the mountains. And they used to do that for fun. Not because they used to need it. Not because they need the palace. They used to do that just out of a hobby. You know how people these days play hobbies, golf as a hobby. Some people build cars as a hobby. Really, they hear someone building a house as a hobby. These guys used to build palaces out of mountains, in the mountains, out of hobby. Allah Azza wa Jalla mentions that. أَتَبْنُونَ بِكُلِّ رِيعٍ آيَةً تَعْبَثُونَ. You establish big, massive palaces up in the air. What's up in the air? In the mountains. تَعْبَثُونَ. Out of fun. out of fun, out of a hobby. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, Irama that al-imad. And they used to live in tents. Big, massive tents. Imad, pillars. You know, the poles inside those tents to carry the tents. That's what they used to do. So in the mountains, they used to have big, massive palaces carved in the mountains. On the plains, they used to establish big, massive tents. Not your typical tents, 2-3 people, talking about massive tents with massive pillars and posts. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions that, وَتَتَّخِذُونَ مَصَانِعَ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَخْلُدُونَ. And you also establish factories. Masana is a factory, or factories. Masna is a factory. Masani'a, factories, plural of masna, which means a factory. Some of the scholars said the factories here are the factories that they used to, like it's like a workshop. Their workshops were amazing too. And some of the scholars said masana here is what they used to construct within the rivers, to channel the rivers in different channels. Allahu alam, but masana here means factories. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. When you attack with full tyranny. They were so powerful, no one can even stand against them. They were physically strong. Their construction was amazing. Their buildings were amazing. And even their collaboration and coordination when it comes to an army, they were very strong, no one can stand against them. These are the people of Ad. In other words, Allah had given them everything. Not only that, وَأَمَدَّكُمْ بَأَنْعَامٍ وَبَنِينَ وَجَنَّاتٍ وَعْيُونَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you a lot of cattle. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you a lot of children. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you a lot of gardens. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given you beautiful springs. Everything you could ask for. What more? They had a raw. They had the entire lot. Whatever they asked for, they had. Even though these people were pagans, they used to worship idols. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them physical strength. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given them the capability and the knowledge for them to carve palaces in mountains and to establish beautiful tents on land. And they had beautiful springs, and they had beautiful gardens, and they had beautiful rivers, and they had kettles, and they had, and they had, and they had, they had everything. Some narrations even say that in their gardens, a woman would just put a basket on her head and just walk through the gardens and come out and the entire basket is full of fruits. Allahu Akbar. Everything they asked for, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given it to them. وَإِذَا بَطَشْتُمْ بَطَشْتُمْ جَبَّارِينَ. And when they used to attack, they used to be so vicious and aggressive in their attack. No one can withstand them. No one can face them. So even when it came to their army and their fighting, they were very, very powerful and strong. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَأَمَّا عَاد. Who's Ad? The tribe of Hud. فَاسْتَكْبَرُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ بِغَيْرِ الْحَقِّ. And the people of Ad, they had pride on earth without any right. They had pride. Yes, I take pride in what I do. There's nothing wrong with you taking pride in what I do. And I take pride in being a Muslim. But not to have pride over other people. The people of Ad, they had pride in what they do, which is not a problem, but they had pride over other people. They used to look down at other people. And they used to destroy other people. And they used to say, وَقَالُوا مَنَ أَشَدُّ مِنَّا قُوَّةٌ. Who's stronger than us? Who's more powerful than us? To that extent, they had this pride. No one is stronger than us. No one is more powerful than us. أَوَلَمْ يَرَوْا أَنَّ اللَّهَ الَّذِي خَلَقَهُمْ هُوَ أَشَدُّ مِنْهُمْ قُوَّةٌ. Did they forget Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the one that created them? He's stronger than them. They had forgotten. And that's their problem, they had forgotten. They had forgotten that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that created them, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one that gave them that strength and empowered them with that power. They had that pride. But subhanallah, if you don't have deen, you're gonna have that pride. That's why Islam comes and balances you out. You become balanced. We have it. If it wasn't for Islam, I'll have pride. You'll have pride. I'll look down at you, look down at me. But alhamdulillah, Islam balanced us, disciplined us. These people didn't have Islam. After Nuh alayhi salam, and over the course of time, they started to worship idols. They had no guidance. No one to follow. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent to them Hud. One person from amongst them. One of their own brothers. One of their own tribe. وإلى عاد أخاهم هودا قال يا قوم اعبدوا الله ما لكم من إله غيره. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent Hud to the people of Ad, these powerful people, this well-experienced people, rich people, powerful, strong people that had everything, Allah sent to them Hud. مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُ. Worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You have no other Lord except Allah azza wa jal. أَفَلَا تَتَّقُونَ. Fear Allah. He's your creator. He's your maker. He's your provider. He's your sustainer. He's the one that made you powerful. He's the one that made you big. He's the one that gave you the knowledge. He's the one that gave you these beautiful gardens. He's the one that gave you everything that you have. So fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worship Him alone. قَالَ الْمَلَأُ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا مِنْ قَوْمِهِ إِنَّ رَاكَ فِي سَفَاهَا. His people responded back to Hud. Hud is one of them. He's one of them. It's not like they don't know who this person is. He just popped out of nowhere and emerged out of nowhere. He's this guy. No, we know. We grew up amongst him. We know who he is. We know his father. He's from us. We are from him. So who told him, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah azza wa jal alone. He's the one that gave you everything that you've got. So they responded back to him and said, we see you a man of foolishness. Ma naraka inna raka inna naraka fi safaha. We see you a man of foolishness. You are coming with something new. What's this thing that you're talking about? What's this thing about worshipping this Lord that we don't even see? What's this thing about worshipping one God? What's this thing about resorting to this provider and maker? No. We only worship the idols that we make, that we've taken, and it's been imparted to us from our parents. وَإِنَّا لَنَظُنُّكَ مِنَ الْكَاذِبِينَ. Not only that, we'll see you to be someone who's a liar. Dishonest. You're lying to us. You're trying just to seek more attention. You're trying to get the power and authority over us. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَةٌ. SubhanAllah, look at the approach of the prophets and messengers. قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ لَيْسَ بِي سَفَاهَةٌ وَلَكِنِّي رَسُولٌ مِّن رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ. You know, when someone tells you, you know what? You're stupid. What's your response to them? You stupid too? What an idiot. You're the idiot one. SubhanAllah, that's not the approach of a da'i. When they said this to Hud alayhi salam, they said to him, see, a man of foolishness. He said, I'm not a man of foolishness. I'm the prophet, the messenger of Allah. SubhanAllah. Discipline. The approach of the da'i. You know, you're walking down the road and someone tells you, get back where you came from. You terrorist. So you turn around and say, why don't you get back where you came from? That's the attitude that we have. Straight away. You this, tit for tat. And you know, you see some parents teaching their kids. If someone swears at you, you swear back at them and their parents too. That's what parents teach their kids, but that's not the approach of the Prophet and Messenger, and that's not the approach of the da'i. They looked at Hud alayhi salam and they said, you're a man of foolishness. He said, I'm not a man of foolishness. I am the messenger of Allah, from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أُبَلِّغُكُمْ رِسَالَاتِ رَبِّي. I'm here to convey and deliver the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَأَنَّ لَكُمْ نَاصِحًا أَمِينَ. And I'm an honest, trustworthy advisor. I'm giving you a trustworthy advice, because they said you're a liar. He said, no, I'm trustworthy from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أَوَعَجِبْتُمْ أَنْ جَاءَكُمْ ذِكْرٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَلَىٰ رَجُلٍ مِّنْكُمْ لِيُنذِرَكُمْ وَاذْكُرُوا إِنْ جَعَلَكُمْ خُلَفَاءَ مِّن بَعْدِ قَوْمِ نُوحٍ وَزَادَكُمْ فِي الْخَلْقِ بَسْطَةً. Is it amazing for you to see someone here conveying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to you? To see a man here speaking on behalf of Allah azza wa jal, to save you from the punishment of Allah. And remember, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala made you a nation to succeed after Nuh alayhi salam. فَاذْكُرُوا أَلَىٰ اللَّهِ لَعَلَّكُمْ تُفْلِحُونَ. Remember the bounties of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so you could succeed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also says, وَإِلَىٰ عَادٍ أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا قَالَ يَا قَوْمِ اعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مَا لَكُمْ مِنْ إِلَٰهٍ غَيْرُهُ إِنْ أَنْتُمْ إِلَّا مُفْتَرُونَ. And Ad, the people of Ad, with the Ad brother, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَخَاهُمْ هُودًا, the Ad brother Hud, when he told his people, fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah azza wa jal alone. There's no other Lord except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are people who are accusing and making claims which are not true. Ya qawmi la as'alukum alayhi ajra. They thought that, you know what? Hud is trying to make money out of him. Hud is trying to make profit out of him. So they said, okay, let us shut him up. Let us shut Hud alayhi salam up and try and seduce him by giving him money. They think that prophets and messengers or those who call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, materialistic people, you could buy and sell them. And the character of the da'i, he should never ever be bought or sold. What buys you is your principles. And you stand by your principles. So they said, let us try and buy him out. يا قوم لا أسألكم عليه أجرا إن أجري إلا على الذي فطرني أفلا تعقلون. So Hud alayhi salam replied back to them and said, I'm not here for any profit. I'm not here to make money. I don't want any rewards from you. My rewards are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wake up to yourself. وَيَقَوْمْ إِسْتَغْفِرْ رَبَّكُمْ ثُمَّ تُوبُ إِلَيْهِ. All my people, repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's forgiveness. يُرْسِلِ السَّمَاءَ عَلَيْكُمْ مِدْرَارًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send down the rain. وَيَزِدْكُمْ قُوَّةً إِلَى قُوَّتِكُمْ. And Allah Azza will increase your strength over your strength. وَلَا تَتَوَلَّوا مُجْرِمِينَ. And do not turn away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's commands as transgressors and oppressors. So Hud alayhi salam continued to call to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invite his people to Allah azza wa jal, the tribe of Ad. But he faced with a lot of resistance. And his own people just started to increase tyranny over their tyranny and pride over their pride. And they started to look down at Hud alayhi salam. And at the end they said, إِنَّ قُولُ إِلَّا اَعْتَرَاكَ بَعْضُ آلِهَتِنَا بِسُوءٍ. So they start to make accusations. Make mockery of Hud alayhi salam, make accusations against Hud. And they said, oh, maybe Hud, because he speaks against our idols right now, sent a curse on him. إِنَّ قُولُ إِلَّا اَعْتَرَاكَ بَعْضُ آلِهَتِنَا بِسُوءٍ. Look, subhanAllah, look how they spin things. You know, these days how things get spinned, where people just spin them the way they want. You've got the media that spins whatever you want to say. You've got this person that spins whatever you say. Spin Islam from here and there. That's exactly what the prophets and messengers used to encounter from their own people. They spun it. And they said, Oh Hud, it seems that one of our idols, one of our gods, had sent a curse on you. إِنَّ قُولُ إِلَّا اَعْتَرَاكَ بَعْضُ آلِهَتِنَا بِسُوءٍ. It looks like that one of our gods, one of our idols, has sent a curse on you.
وَقَالَ الْمَلَأُ مِنْ قَوْمِهِ الذين كفروا وكذبوا بلقاء الآخرة وأترفناهم في الحياة الدنيا ما هذا إلا بشر مثلكم يأكل مما تأكلون منه ويشرب مما تشربون.
And then they start to turn things against Hud alayhi salam and start to advocate against Hud alayhi salam, and they start to go around and say, well, this man that's going around claiming to be the prophet, the messenger of Allah, he's a human being like you. He eats like you. He talks like you. He drinks like you. Why should he be better than us? SubhanAllah, again, spinning things. And exactly what happened to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and other prophets and messengers. Why Muhammad? Why did Allah send Muhammad? Out of all people, Muhammad, why is it him? Why isn't it someone else? Why isn't it an angel? And then they continue to make mockery of Hud alayhi salam, accusations against Hud alayhi salam, and making people turn against Hud. And Hud continued calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Hud alayhi salam will continue to remind his people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you to worship him alone, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala commands you that you resort to him alone. And then they said, Hayhata, hayhata, lima tu'adun, in hiya illa hayatuna dunya namutu wa nahya wa ma na'nu bimab'uthin. Obviously the call and the message of the prophets and messengers is one, that there's something called the hereafter. When you die, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala resurrect you, and Allah Azza will bring you back alive. So they said, what's this nonsense? What are you saying, that after we die we're going to come back alive, after we become ashes and after we become dust and after we become just part of the ground? Now your Lord can bring us back alive. The same thing that they came to the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and they said, oh Muhammad, are you claiming that your Lord can bring us back alive after we turn into this dust? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replied back, the one that created you the first time will create you the second time. The one that created you the first time will create you the second time. That's exactly what they said to Hud. Are you saying that your Lord will bring us back alive after we turn into dust? Hayhata lima tu'adun. What's this thing that you are claiming? What are these promises that you are promising? That after we die, we're going to be resurrected? Where did you get this nonsense from? These are sort of things that we're talking against Hud alayhi salam. In huwa illa rajulun iftara ala Allahi kadhiba wa ma nahnu lahu bimu'minin. So they start to tell everyone and they start to speak amongst each other, this man is a man that's only making accusation against God, and he's a liar. Same claims, same accusations against the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the other prophets and messengers. قَالُوا سَوَاءٌ عَلَيْنَا أَوَعَظْتَ أَمْ لَمْ تَكُمْ مِنَ الْوَاعِظِينَ إِنْ هَذَا إِلَّا خُلُقُ الْأَوَّلِينَ وَمَا نَحْنُ بِمُعَذَّبِينَ. So they told Hud alayhi salam,
we don't care whether he continue advising us or not advising us, talking to us or not talking to us. Nothing's going to happen. And all these false promises of yours that your God one day will punish us, that's all false and it's not true. So Hud alayhi salam, as a true prophet and messenger, his responsibility is to convey the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to invite these people to Allah azza wa jalla, to the deen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Had no other choice except to continue reminding him of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Qala inni ushidu Allah anni bari'un mimma tushrikun. At the end he said, I bear witness in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that I am innocent of all your worship. I'm innocent. If you want to continue worshipping those idols, you want to continue worshipping those gods of yours, I am innocent from that. I witness, I testify in front of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I've got nothing to do with this. مِن دُونِهِ فَكِيدُونِي جَمِيعًا ثُمَّ لَا تُنظِرُونَ. Okay. You think that what I'm saying is just false? Let me see what you can do. And I'll show you what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can do. فَأَجْمِعُوا أَمْرَكُمْ. Do. You think you can do and you think you could fulfill your promises? Then you do what you need to do, and I do what I need to do. قَالَ رَبِّ صُنِّي بِمَا كَذَّبُونَ. He raised his hands to Allah and said, Ya Allah, support me against these people and the false claims they've been putting on me. Ya Rab, give me victory. Ya Allah, I ask you for victory against these people who are making false accusations against me. قَالَ عَمَّا قَلِيلًا لَا يُصْبِحُنَّ نَادِمِينَ. So right now, Hud alayhi salam made the dua. He made the call. What was the call? Ya Allah, support me and give me victory against these people who are making false accusations against me, who are denying and rejecting my call. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala responded to the call of Hud alayhi salam. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Amma qaleel. It's only a short time from now. La yusbihunna nadimin. They're all going to regret. He made the call and the response came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Amma qaleel. It's only a short while from now that these people are going to regret. لَا يُصْبِحُنَّ نَادِمِينَ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his punishment on them. It all started with these people that had lavish lives, fertile land, ongoing rain, beautiful farms, beautiful herd, beautiful gardens, they had everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished them with the first punishment. What was the first punishment? Drought. Extreme drought. A drought that they've never experienced before. The herd started to die. No more rain, no more fruits, no more plants. Their crops are also start to die. And they need water to drink. So they start to become very thirsty. That was the first punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now obviously being in that situation, you are looking forward what? You are looking forward to a rain. You're looking forward to a cloud to come with rain. And alhamdulillah today Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses with a lot of rain. Even start to flood. Look at it here. So now they're looking forward to rain. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَلَمَّا رَأَوْهُ عَارِضًا مُسْتَقْبِلَ أَوْدِيَتِهِمْ قَالُوا هَذَا عَارِضٌ مُمْطِرُنَا. From far away, they saw a black cloud. A black cloud coming towards them. They looked at that black cloud. They've been longing for that black cloud. It's got the rain. So they said, it's time for rain. We've been suffering from this drought. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala replies back and he says, بَلْ هُوَ مَسْتَعْجَلْتُمْ بِهِ رِيحٌ فِيهَا عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ. This is not a cloud with rain. What you've been rushing and hasting for, it is a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. تُدَمِّرُ كُلَّ شَيْءٍ بِأَمْرِ رَبِّهَا. It is a wind, a cyclone that's coming that will destroy everything by the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala punished him. With what? With one of his soldiers. What soldier is that? Something that you can't even touch. Wind. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on them a wind. وَفِي عَادٍ إِذْ أَرْسَلْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ الرِّيحَ الْعَقِيمِ. And within the tribe of Ad, which is the tribe of Hud, when we sent on them a very severe, destructive wind. مَا تَذَرُ مِنْ شَيْءٍ أتت عليه إلا جعلته كالرميم. This powerful cyclone, this powerful wind that came upon the people of Ad, anything they had touched turned it into dust. Destroyed everything. And subhanAllah, that wind, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even mentions the duration of it. Where Allah Azza wa Jalla says, سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا. 7 nights and 8 days. In which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent on them this wind. Powerful, aggressive, vicious wind that came on them. This wind will come into their houses, grab them, take them in the air, and into their heads, right onto the ground. Where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. You see people just dead. Dead corpse. This wind will go inside their houses, take them out of their houses. And we're talking about palaces in the mountains. This wind will go inside that palace, inside that mountain, will take them from inside, fly them up in the air, and down up from the air, down from the heads, straight into the ground. فَتَرَى الْقَوْمَ فِيهَا صَرْعَى. You see people dead. Dead corpse. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَ. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala even describes, Allah describes, after He destroyed them, how their heads are. Their heads were like, you know, when you go into a dry land and you find the tree that used to have branches and fruits, it's like cut off and a bit of trunk here and there. You know, like, you know, those witch movies that you see where you go into that witch, the village of the witch, and you've got the broken, half-cut trees, and you see a bit of timber just coming out of the head. That's what exactly what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says. كَأَنَّهُمْ أَعْجَازُ نَخْلٍ خَاوِيَةٍ. Like a broken trunk of a tree. SubhanAllah. That wind will get inside that palace in that mountain, and will take them up in the air, and then drop them first, head first on the ground. Except who? Except Hud and his followers. The wind did not even go near him. SubhanAllah, he's controlling the wind. Allah! And he's the one that commanded the wind to destroy the disbelievers. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Bi amri rabbiha, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Quran al-Kareem. It goes in accordance to the orders of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. فَهَلْ تَرَى لَهُمْ مِنْ بَاقِيَةٍ. Can you see anyone left behind? They were all destroyed. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala destroyed them all. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, we saved Hud alayhi salam and the people who followed him as rahmah, mercy from us. وَقَطَعْنَا دَابِرَ الَّذِينَ كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا. And we destroyed all the traces and everything to do with those who disbelieved in us. وَمَا كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. They weren't believers. They were disbelievers. وَمَا كَانُوا مُؤْمِنِينَ. They weren't believers. They disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah punished them. They turned on Hud, which is turning on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of Hud, because Hud alayhi salam was only calling to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so Allah destroyed them. He destroyed them with what? These powerful people, gigantic people, strong people. As I mentioned to you, one of them will grab a palm tree with his hand and pull it out. So strong these people. Allah destroyed them with a wind. Why didn't Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala send a thunder on them? Why didn't Allah azza wa send an earthquake on them? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to teach us that with the smallest of things, Allah can destroy you. Who do you think you are? You are a tiny creature of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah azza wa had created you. وَأَمَّا عَادٌ فَأُهْلِكُوا بِرِيحٍ صَرْصَرٍ عَاتِيَةٍ سَخَّرَهَا عَلَيْهِمْ سَبْعَ لَيَالٍ وَثَمَانِيَةَ أَيَّامٍ حُسُومًا. And عاد, Allah destroyed them with a vicious wind, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala imposed it on the people of Ad. 7 nights and 8 days, destroying them. Imagine. Some narrations even say Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the wind play with them in the air for 7 days and nights. Imagine that. Other narrations say some of them died because of the coldness of the wind. They were all destroyed except Hud and his followers. SubhanAllah. فَأَنْجَيْنَاهُ وَالَّذِينَ مَعَهُ بِرَحْمَةٍ مِنَّا. So we saved Hud and those who followed him. By what? By the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. ولما جاء أمرنا نجينا هودا والذين آمنوا معه برحمة منا ونجيناهم من عذاب غليظ. When our order came, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala ordered the wind to destroy the people of Ad, the people of Hud, we saved Hud and those who believed with him by our mercy. ونجيناهم من عذاب أليم, and we also saved them from a severe punishment. وتلك عاد, Allah now is talking to us. وتلك عاد, عاد is gone. Reflect upon the story of Ad. جحدوا بآيات ربهم, they denied and rejected the verses of Allah. وعصوا رسله, and they also disobeyed his prophet and messenger. واتبعوا أمر كل جبار عنيد, and they followed the orders of every tyrant oppressor. وأتبعوا في هذه الدنيا لعنة, Allah cursed him in this dunya. ويوم القيامة, another curse. It's not the end. Allah punished them, destroyed them in this dunya, but there's two more. This is only the beginning. Don't get too relaxed. This is only the beginning. Curse in this dunya, curse in the hereafter. أَلَا إِنَّ عَادًا كَفَرُوا رَبَّهُمْ أَلَا بُعْدًا لِعَادٍ قَوْمِ هُود. The people of Ad disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, their Lord. They should have just followed Hud alayhi salam. They had that pride, arrogance, tyranny. Just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives you something, you should be thankful to Allah azza wa jal. You should surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's exactly what the people of Ad didn't do. They thought they are too big to surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the orders of Allah azza wa jal. And Hud alayhi salam and the followers of Hud alayhi salam continued living after this disastrous punishment of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala upon the people of Ad. And Hud alayhi salam passed away after living a number of years after this punishment, and he was buried in Hadramaut, according to the majority of narrations of the scholars. And Hadramaut is a prominent city in Yemen. Hadramaut is a prominent city in Yemen. And then after Hud alayhi salam, generations went and generations came until another tribe and another nation, in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had also mentioned the nation of Salih, who's also from the offsprings of Hud alayhi salam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends. And Salih alayhi salam is another great prophet and messenger that we'll talk about next week, another Arab prophet, as we mentioned before. Four Arab prophets that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned, Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Hud, Salih, and Shu'aib. They were the only four Arab prophets that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent to mankind. And inshallah, with the Prophet Salih alayhi salam, that we'll continue talking about next Thursday, that we'll ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from amongst those who listen and hear, act upon with the listen and hear. Subhanakallah, hamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa ant, nastaghfiruka.